Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for every one of you that's taken time to come out to seek the face of God, to hear Him speak to you. You know, the Word of God says, my sheep hear my voice. The voice of a stranger they will not pay attention to. As we are silent before the Lord, we give God the opportunity to say to us things that He wanted to say all the while, but was not able to communicate to us because we've been very busy. Most of the time, we pray, and we say in Jesus' name, we get up, whatever, and we go on the move. God gave us two ears and one mouth. So we must listen twice as much as we speak. For most times, we know not what we speak about. But I'm thankful that God has given us this opportunity to be silent before Him and to hear Him clearly. He is our lover, our protector. He's all things to us. Blessed be His holy name forever. Amen. Well, before we bring our special gifts of faith, and I encourage us to do that, anytime you come to the house of the Lord, respond with thanksgiving to Him. And He will honor that. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the wonderful opportunity once again that we've had to just be in Your presence, just to know that You are so present, so willing to speak to us, to heal our wounds, to restore our souls, to infuse us with the essence of Your life. Here we stay still before You, that we may know that You are God, our sovereign God, God who has loved us with an everlasting love, God who will showcase Your splendor in us and through us. We bless and magnify Your holy name. Lord, we come with thanksgiving. Receive our offerings, our expressions of thanksgiving, our expressions of love towards You, our expressions of faith in You, knowing, O God, that You are our source, our provider, our keeper, our redeemer, our way maker. Blessed be Your holy name forever. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We have on Zoom, Sister Angie Sheik. The Lord bless you richly. We have Deacon and Deaconess Byron and Sherry. The Lord bless you. Deacon has been in church here for most of the day, doing different things, and thank God for him. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. Let's come. release that gift of faith. You know, many times you say, well, I gave before. Don't need to give again. Don't do that. You limit your capacity to receive from God. Put it the reverse way. Oh, God gave to me already, so He doesn't have to give to me again. How do you like that? Of course we want again and again and again and again. If you want to receive from God again and again, give again and again and again. You know, this Solomon says, give in the morning, give in the evening. You don't know which one is going to bring your release. So just keep on giving. It will turn back to you in amazing ways. Amen? You're not giving to man, you're giving to God as an expression of thanksgiving and faith. Praise God. Well, I'll have Mama come close in prayer.
Let's rise. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another night that we're able to spend time with you and you with us. Every family that have come to seek your face, may they hear from you and may you answer their prayers. Father, we thank you for a refreshing season, time to hear you, to see you, to know what's on your plan and what to do. Touch every family, whatever their need are, supply according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So we go to our various home. Give us a refreshing time with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Have a blessed night. See you tomorrow.